Isn't it a shame about Angela? I heard that she's pregnant, and that's why she hasn't been at school these last few weeks. It's pretty sad that she can't finish school.
Silly girl. She wasn't very careful. I wonder if she'll come back to school. I suppose her mother can look after her baby.
Hello, and welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Carol.
And I'm Tammy. We were just listening in to a conversation between two friends, Rachel and Miriam. Let's listen some more.
You know, some of the girls at school fool around with boys and get pregnant, and then someone else has to look after their babies. That isn't fair. I think God's rule is a good rule, that we shouldn't have sex before we're married and can properly care for a baby.
Nah, I don't agree with that. Why would God say that we shouldn't have some fun? If it feels good, it can't be wrong. And look at you. Just because you don't want to sleep with the boys, you don't have a boyfriend. You're really missing out. You're pretty and you're smart. You could get any boy you want. So what are you waiting for? Have some fun.
But Rachel, it's dangerous to sleep with boys before you're married. You could get pregnant, yes. But you could also catch a lot of nasty diseases. You could even catch HIV.
Just don't have sex with boys who look sick.
But Rachel, you can't tell whether a boy has a disease or not just by looking at him.
Maybe we should stop and talk a bit about these nasty diseases Miriam mentioned. Often we don't like to talk about diseases that are spread by sexual contact, because it's really embarrassing.
Yeah, it really is. And they're hard to talk about. But they are truly nasty diseases. And at the very least, we should know what the signs and symptoms are, so that if they happen, you can get the disease treated quickly. Tammy did some research for us and found out the things that we need to watch for.
There are quite a few different diseases. But here are some things to watch for if you've had sex with someone who may have had sex with someone else. Some of those signs are showing up in the private parts. Things like itching and pain and discharge, a bad smell and burning when you pass urine. There may even be sores or warts, or tiny lice that live in the pubic hair that cause terrible itching. But you need to know that some of the diseases don't have these symptoms that you can see or even feel. But they cause general illnesses of the whole body. HIV/AIDS is one of them. So you might not even realize you have a disease passed through sex. If you think you might be infected, it's important to see a health worker or doctor straight away, even if you're embarrassed, because the sooner they're treated, the better. Often, they'll give you antibiotics to treat an infection. These diseases can cause serious illness or make you unable to have children, or even lead to death if they're not treated quickly and properly. Don't depend on traditional medicines. Go and see a doctor or a health worker.
Thanks for that, Tammy. You know, some people think that condoms will protect them. If you're married to someone who may be infected, it's certainly worth using one, but condoms are not 100% protection against all these diseases.
Doesn't it make you realize how wise it is not to have sex until you're married? And then be faithful to each other in your marriage. Then you'll be safe and have peace of mind.
Let's listen to what else Miriam had to say.
Even if I didn't catch a disease, if I'd slept with someone else before I met the man I want to marry, I'd feel really sorry. I'd be secondhand, used even. And I'd feel like I could never trust my husband later if he thought having sex with just anyone is okay.
Oh, please. Everyone's doing it.
No, everyone's not doing it. And I want to finish my schooling well and train to have a good job. I need to focus on my studies now. Hey, do you remember Susan? She had to marry her boyfriend because she was pregnant. And she had an awful wedding day because she was vomiting all day. Plus, she knew that her boyfriend had only married her because she was pregnant. She knew he didn't love her and was still sleeping with other girls, even after they were married. How awful is that? I want someone who will really love me and care about me and be mine alone. Someone who will be kind and good and faithful, and someone who will be my friend all my life, just like God planned for marriage to be. So that's why I really want to wait and keep myself clean until I'm married, even though it is hard.
Oh, listen to you. You should try it.
You think I'm missing out on fun, not having a boyfriend like the other girls? Sure, I'd like a boyfriend, and I do want to have fun. But do I really have to sleep with a boy to make him like me? Will I never have a boyfriend if I say no now? What would happen if I get a disease or if I got pregnant? That would be awful. And who would want me then? You know, I hear how people talk about guys and girls who mess around with sex. They don't respect them very much. No thanks, Rachel. I'll wait.
How are you going to manage that? You see us all with boyfriends, and you'll feel lonely and left out. You're being ridiculous. Come on.
No, I'm not. It is difficult, yes. Because God made sex to be fun. But he made it for us to enjoy while we are married. Sure, waiting is hard. But the rules he made are good for us, so that we don't ruin our bodies and our lives. Look what happened to Mary. She decided to sleep with Peter just so he would like her. And she found out too late that he'd given her a nasty disease. And now she'll never be able to have a baby. No. I have to trust God to provide the right husband, if that's what he wants for me. I'll wait, just like he wants me to, but he will have to help me, and I know he will.
You really are making life difficult for yourself. I want to have fun and to be happy, don't you?
Yes, of course I do. But does that really make you happy deep in your heart? I hope that God has a good husband somewhere for me. And I've promised him that I'll wait. God will help me to keep his rules so that I'm truly happy, now and later. Having sex with guys might be fun for a little while, but the chances of getting pregnant or catching a disease are so high. And then I'd feel dirty and bad in my heart. And my life would be messed up. That's not really happiness, is it? No, thank you. I'll wait.
You know, Miriam, maybe you're right.
You're with Women of Hope, and we've been listening in on Miriam and Rachel. Rachel thinks that it's just fine to have sex before marriage, but Miriam thinks it's too risky. She's afraid of getting pregnant or catching diseases, and she also thinks that God gave us rules for living that will be the best for us. I wonder what you think about this.
Have you ever baked a cake and forgotten the recipe? I did last week. So I just put in what I thought would be good. Oh my, it was a disaster. I put in the wrong things and some in the wrong amounts, and I forgot a couple of things that should have been in there. It was terrible. Don't ever try to bake a cake without following the recipe.
Well, that's what happens when you don't follow the recipe or when you don't follow the instructions or the rules. But isn't that like what Miriam was talking about? Rachel does not want to follow God's rules about sex, and I'm afraid that she's going to make a huge mess of her life and in the end feel hurt and sad.
Have you seen that happen? Maybe it's happened to you.
You know, God has given us a lot of rules, hasn't he? Some people think that he's cruel, giving us these rules, but rules are there to help us. If you bought a farm animal, you would find out how to look after it, wouldn't you? And when we buy a new phone, we read the instruction book to figure out how it's supposed to work so that we don't break it. And when we want to cook something, we have to follow the recipe if we want it to come out tasting good. No one complains about those rules and instructions. And we're no different. Our Maker God gave us instructions so that we would not mess up our lives. If we're smart, we'll follow those instructions. Miriam was very wise, wasn't she?
How about you? Are you following God's instructions? He has given us a recipe for our lives, and if we don't follow that recipe, our lives will not come out well at all. If we don't follow His instructions, we'll mess up and spoil our lives. That's not good. So, what are God's instructions? Let's find out so we can follow them. Did you know we can find them in God's Word, the Bible?
Here on Women of Hope, we've been talking about God's instructions. He has given us rules to live our lives well. Perhaps we should look at what the Bible says about marriage and sex.
That's a great idea. You know, I think it's clear that God designed our bodies to feel sexual desires and to enjoy sex. In the story of the creation, it says that God especially made humans male and female, and He blessed them and said, "Have many children." Later, Solomon, a famous wise king, wrote, "Enjoy life with the wife who you love." Did you know that the Bible also includes beautiful love poems describing lovemaking?
And God also made marriage right from the beginning, didn't He? I know it says, "That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one." There's a very close bond made between a married couple. Marriage was meant to be between one man and one woman from the very beginning.
Miriam said something about God's rules about sex. The Bible is very clear that some sex is right and some is wrong. Listen to these words written to Jesus' followers. "Marriage is to be held in honor by all, and husbands and wives must be faithful to each other. God will judge those who are immoral and those who commit adultery." In the Ten Commandments, the law God gave His people, He says, "You shall not commit adultery."
And adultery is when a married person has sex with someone who is not their husband or wife. That is also called unfaithfulness. God tells us to be faithful to our marriage partners. But you may be thinking, yes, we shouldn't cheat on our husbands, but what if I'm not married yet?
There was a leader in the early Christian movement called Paul. He wrote a letter to some young believers in Jesus. It's in God's Word, the first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 7. Let me read part of that letter that God inspired him to write. "Because there is so much immorality, every man should have his own wife, and every woman should have her own husband. Each should satisfy each other's needs."
It sounds like he meant that sex outside of marriage is wrong, doesn't it? But in marriage, we can satisfy our natural desires in a safe and right way, with plenty of time to get to know each other's needs. Sex is God's good gift, and marriage is the right place for it.
Paul wasn't saying that everyone must get married. A little later, he said it could be good not to marry if you could control yourself. He was saying that God has given us marriage for our sexual fulfillment, and we shouldn't have sex before that.
You know, someone once asked me, If sex outside of marriage is wrong, is sex inside marriage always good? What do you think?
So what did you say, Carol?
Well, I said that you can use any good thing in a bad way. Sex can be used selfishly, to control or bully or blackmail. And women can be as guilty as men. When Paul wrote to married couples, he said, "Submit yourselves to one another because of your respect for Jesus Christ." And then he talked about showing love and consideration, thinking first about what the other one needs at this time.
That sounds like a recipe for a happy marriage, do you think?
Well, Tammy, I know it's worked for me, and I can see that it's worked for you. But you know, sexual temptation can come at any time, and we need to think about how we will respond. Let's ask God to give us the strength and determination to follow His way, because His way is the best way in the end.
Dear friend, let me say this. If you've messed up your life in this way, God understands. He is willing to forgive you. Can I tell you a story from God's Word about this? It's about God's Son, Jesus Christ, when He was here on earth. A religious leader invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So Jesus went to his house and they sat down to eat. In that town, there was a woman who had lived a really bad life. She had really messed up her life. When she heard that Jesus was eating there, she took a precious fine stone jar full of expensive perfume. She knelt near Jesus at his feet, crying softly and wetting his feet with her tears. Then she dried them with her long hair and poured the perfume on them. The host of the dinner thought that Jesus shouldn't let her touch him because of the bad things she had done. But Jesus told him, "Her many sins have been forgiven. The great love she has shown proves it. Whoever has been forgiven a little shows only a little love." Then Jesus said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
Oh, Tammy, I love that story. You can see how sorry that woman was. She took a risk coming into the house of a very important religious leader. He was likely to have thrown her out. And she was so sorry about her life and what she had done that she cried great tears. She wanted to give Jesus the best thing she had, expensive perfume. Have you ever felt like that? Really sorry for what you've done?
That story tells me that whatever we've done, we can come to God and tell Him we're really sorry. He will forgive us and send us on in peace. If you've messed up, you can ask Him now to forgive you in Jesus' name. He can wash you clean and give you a new dignity and a new start. Ask Him to help you to do the right thing now. Whatever mistakes you've made, God loves you. He values you. He will give you new hope.
We need to go now, but we would love to hear your story, no matter what you've done. You can contact us in care of this station or at Women of Hope.
The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org.
We do hope that you'll be with us again. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.